is Kelsey Pecoroni. I'm 13 years old. Today is November 24th, and I'm speaking with Art Nelson, who is my grandpa. We are recording this interview in Manhattan Beach, California. Grandpa, can you tell me about your grandparents? Can you tell me about your grandparents?
Yes, my grandparents were born in Rowlett, North Dakota. They have enjoyed it and hope to.
They were farmers, right?
Yeah, yes, they were hard farmers. Mm-hmm. And my uncles are currently farming with them this year.
Nice.
They have some of the objective is to make the best use of our.
Do they live on a big farm?
No, they don't. Yeah, well, yes, they do a big farm, about 6,000 acres.
Wow.
And they've been done very, very well. And are very happy with it. To give you an anecdote, my grandfather.
Yeah.
My grandfather. He was the only one in the county that survived without a bankruptcy.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh.
Oh, so a lot of them went bankrupt. So a lot of your family, lot of people in the county went bankrupt?
Yeah.
What about your childhood? Where did you grow up?
I grew up in partially in Rowlett, North Dakota, and about half, and the other half they moved to California.
Yeah.
In 1966, I believe.
1966?
56.
56. Nice.
And as soon as they determined that they were no longer interested, as soon as they could determine, yes, we really want to do this, as far as
what jobs did they take up in California? Were they still farmers?
No, they're carpenters. And a number of cabinet makers primarily.
Oh, that's cool. And what about when you went to school? Did you go to school in North Dakota?
Yeah, very good. you see, your question is, what was your choice?
Where did you go to school in North Dakota, right?
I went to North Dakota through the seventh grade. And then I went to, from then, got some,
did you like your school?
I did, and I got a graduate, Cal State Fullerton was my school here in California.
Oh, Cal State Fullerton?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's a good school.
And so when I got out of that, I went to school.
Did you start your career right after college?
No.
No? Oh, you went into the Army, right?
Yeah, I was in the Army. And I spent 3 months, 3 years.
3 years?
Most of
you went to work in the Army in 1966, right?
Right.
Yeah. And then
Excuse me.
That's all right. You went into the Army because of your brother, right?
No, he's all right. He got drafted. He was drafted, so he had no choice. But I did get him a deferment,
yeah,
like we were talking about. And basically, they sent him home.
They didn't
really sell him home because of they said there was no enemy out there right now. So,
yeah. Yeah.
Then when I got back, I went back to, after I worked for somebody else for about the coal company,
mm-hmm,
for about 6 or 7 years.
Really?
Uh-huh. And it was a fun company to work for.
Mm-hmm.
And during that period, I also got married
Judy?
Judy, yes.
Yeah. When you were in the Army, what was life like in working in the service? Was it hard, or was there some good parts of it?
Oh, the physical aspect of it, yes. Not the average person, you could feel it and do it.
Yeah. Obviously very hard training, right?
Yeah, some of the parts are, but that's part of the, expected.
Mm-hmm. What about friends? Did you meet new people in the Army?
No, because I went to Vietnam. And
yeah.
So I didn't change anything there.
Did you meet any new friends? Like, when you went into the Army, did you...
Yeah, none that I really... mostly, I see that they don't... You know, they can be a long distance away, and people just aren't paying that kind of attention.
Yeah.
You know, if you're 18, and you got, this light, and it's easy to get.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But if you got a family and you got 4 or 5 kids, it's hard to.
Yeah, it's different.
I was never in that position, but some people were.
Yeah, exactly. And then, did you say that you served for 3 years?
Do what?
Did you say that you served in the Army for 3 years?
No, yeah, 3 years.
Nice. And what job position did you hold?
The highest one was, I did a lieutenant.
Wow.
Wow, it's good.
Yeah.
They typically have,
was it a big responsibility?
Well, it can be, yeah. Sometimes it doesn't mean anything.
Yeah.
Sometimes it takes a lot of responsibility.
And then, did you enjoy that job, or was it?
Yeah, I pretty much enjoyed it. I didn't.
Well, that's good.
Take it out and shoot it again.
Yeah. And then what about when you came back from the Army? What was it like adjusting to normal life right when you came home?
It was very hot. It's very, very hot. In fact, when I got on the going there, when I got up, I just had to sit down for a few minutes, and I wasn't alone.
Oh.
Because it was so hot and humid.
In the Army?
Yeah. Where I was, the portion I was in mm-hmm. Vietnam.
Yeah. And then what about when you came back home? Was it hard adjusting back to normal life?
Yeah, it takes a little while.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's just normal.
Yeah, exactly.
But it was nice to get that, get out of the way.
Obviously, you had a great company when you came back. Do you want to tell me about your company?
Well, yeah.
What did you guys do in your company? What was your market?
That's a good question. What did you say?
What job did you do? Like, what was your job that you did?
Oh, in the Army?
When you came back home.
Oh, okay. Well, when I left, I just had a few degrees, or more than that, but I,
Like, when you came back home, what job were you when you started your company?
Contracting.
Contracting. Uh-huh. Nice.
Yeah.
It's a good job.
Uh-huh. And the nice people were nice. And,
yeah. You must have worked with a lot of people, right?
Yeah. Yeah, when I was with the coal, K-O-L-L, they were real happy.
And then, back to your childhood, do you still have any good friends from when you were a kid?
If you went there?
This is a different subject, but
right.
Do you still have any good friends from when you were a kid?
Oh yeah, I got half a dozen anyway.
Really?
Yeah.
That's good.
More than that, maybe, than that. Some of those are good things you came up.
Do you still keep in touch with them?
Some. Yeah, Roger Marson.
Oh, Roger, yeah.
He lives right over here. Sam, not in San Diego, but in the desert.
Yeah.
And that's, he enjoys doing that.
Yeah.
So.
And then what about, like, when you first got married? How long was that after you came back from war?
How long when?
How long after you came back from the Army did you get married?
Oh, about 6 years.
Six years?
Yeah.
Nice.
I think. Could be more. Or less, rather.
Yeah. A while after.
Hmm?
Yeah, but like a few years after.
Right.
Well, that's... Yeah. And then... What do you remember from when Mama was born?
Who, your mom?
Yeah.
I don't remember anything when she was born. Till she is, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Where was she born? Do you remember?
I don't know. I didn't have that. Perfectly, so it wasn't any.
Yeah, I mean, that was a
while
ago. Like, what about when you were raising Mama and Auntie?
Huh?
What about when you were raising Mama and Auntie as kids? Did you have a good time?
Yeah, we were surprisingly. We did. It's up to a point. But, yeah.
So you enjoyed being a dad?
Being a what?
So you enjoyed, like, raising the kids? And
yeah. I love raising the kids.
That's good.
Still do it. Between your generation and their generation.
Yeah. Exactly. Of course, now you have grandkids. Of course.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Yeah. And then, this is another subject, too, but... Who were you named after?
Arthur Harry.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Arthur Harry?
Yeah. Arthur Harry Nelson.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's what they did. Pete is Peter. And I think that's Johnny was always a good person.
Johnny?
Johnny, yeah.
Yeah. Do you want to tell me more about, like, your brothers and your family in North Dakota?
Yeah. My, I have one brother that didn't get along with anybody, so.
Oh.
And that's attributed to his wife, I think. But,
yeah.
But my mom and dad, yeah, they. And then the rest of them are myself.
Mm-hmm.
And pretty much everything.
Yeah.
Is online.
Can you tell me about your mom and dad? If you want.
Huh?
If you want.
If you want. It doesn't matter. I'm fine giving you whatever.
Thank you.
But what else?
Like, where did your mom and dad grow up? Did they meet in the same place, or
yeah,
did they?
They were friends when they were just kids.
Really?
Uh huh.
That's sweet.
And during World War II.
Yeah.
They really did. A lot of people held off getting married.
Mm-hmm.
Because of the war.
Yeah.
When the war got, we had so much, and everything was in such demand.
Yeah.
So.
That was obviously a very hard. Said that must have obviously been a very hard time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. And he. Gary.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Gary wasn't born then, so. That Oscar and Johnny got their Oscar, no.
Oscar? Sorry.
We had 12. My dad and Oscar were the ones who took care of everything on the farm.
Oh, really?
Uh huh.
Was that back in North Dakota?
Right. And that lasted until they won the war, which was, the War of Five. It was pretty,
yeah.
Pretty hard.
Yeah. Was it hard for them during the war?
Yeah.
They got
everything. I mean, I'm sure there was a black market there somewhere, but.
Yeah.
But not. My dad had some people from, they had the property.
Mm-hmm.
And so he kind of got first shot at it.
Yeah.
Once the war was over.
So how long after the war did your mom and dad get married? Because I know you said
pretty quick.
Really? Yeah.
Yeah.
And then did they move to North Dakota after that? Or were they already there?
They were there.
Already there, yeah.
It was six. That was, what am I looking for? I talked, some of the people I talked to after the World War, mm-hmm. They were part of this. Hi.
What were they part of?
Um, 10 again, again.
Oh, well, you were just saying something about after the war.
In what?
Oh, you were just talking about the war.
Yeah. I don't know what I was referring to. I can't remember it.
That's all right. Here, I'll ask you another question. Is there any, like, funny stories or funny memories you remember from when you were growing up, or just when you were, just from, like, past?
Yeah, if I can, I can remember.
Or how about, who are some of the most important people in your life?
I probably think my dad is.
Your dad, yeah.
He was very capable, and I met him, you mm-hmm. know, for a year or so before he died.
Yeah.
He never says a word, or very rarely.
Yeah.
But he has, he's got a lot of other plans, or, you know,
So, obviously, you're saying he was a very important person to you in your life.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
He obviously helped you a lot.
He wanted to he didn't want to go to California. I mean, he didn't want to go to, he wanted to go to California. He didn't uh-huh. want to go, but he could never get his wife. So he, you know, he waited till his dad died, then he moved to California.
Did his wife move with him?
Hmm?
Did his wife move with him to California eventually?
I'm sorry.
It's okay. Did his wife move with him eventually to California?
Yeah. Oh no, he moved as soon as he. As his dad, mom, both his mom and his dad, they had to. I enjoyed, he always had me cutting, you know. It's just, you know, he just wanted something, you know, that he does. But he was 87 years old when he died.
Your dad?
Yeah.
That's a good long life. Yeah.
Yeah, it is a very good thing.
Yeah, that's
incredible.
That's good. And you said, you told me earlier, you worked with your dad, right? When?
Yeah. Yeah, he helped me get started.
That's good.
We had a mobile home, and I think, and I set it up out there, so she just had a plate and brought it, brand, and not, I got that message.
It's okay. Don't worry.
He
helped you set up a home and your business.
Oh, he had my construction guys do that.
Oh,
I
yeah.
Didn't worry about it. So yeah. They were out there for, I don't know, a year or 2 years from different phases.
Yeah.
That was good growing for him. So.
Did you guys enjoy that business?
Yeah, I've always enjoyed the interaction with my dad.
Yeah, of course. So that sounded like that was fun. And obviously you liked that, right?
Yeah.
Well, is there anything else that you'd like to talk about?
There's probably a lot of things. I'd be happy to sit with you to sit down with you.
Thank you.
Okay.
Here, I'll ask you.
I think it'd be.
Here, I'll ask you.
Time.
Oh, no, you can continue, don't worry.
Is what?
Oh, here's another question. What's one of your, this is random, but what's one of your favorite holidays?
I guess the VA.
The what?
The VA, Veterans Administration.
Oh, for holidays?
Yeah, there's several holidays.
Like so. Veterans Day, that's a great holiday.
Yeah, the 4th of July,
those are awesome. Of course. All right, well, thank you for a great interview, Grandpa.
You're welcome.
I'm glad that we got to talk.
You're special. Okay. Where do you think you'll go to school?